Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Great to have you on a Friday. Let's talk some college basketball. We're joined right now by the head coach at TCU. He's entering his third season with the Horned Frogs, a recipient of four National Coach of the Year awards. He led TCU to the NCAA tournament last season, and that's the first time that program has gone in 20 years. He has led TCU to 21 seasons in each of his first 2 years, the first time the school's had back-to-back 21 seasons in nearly two decades. TCU is 1-0. They're number 20 in the AP poll, and they are hosting Oral Roberts on Sunday. Jamie Dixon is my guest. Jamie, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Oh, doing great, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. Jamie, great to hear your voice. You're coming off a win over Cal State Bakersfield on Wednesday, 66-61. Seems like you've got a lot of new guys on the roster. Two of your key players didn't play. So what did you learn about the team in that first game?
I'm looking forward to game number two. That's how we're looking at it, getting a couple good practices in. It's been an interesting year with we had three guys that had played college basketball on the floor on Wednesday or Tuesday, I should say. But we're going to get better. I'm excited about it, and it's a young crew, but it's going to be a good team, and we'll be playing our best basketball as the year progresses.
Jamie Dixon, my guest. Jamie, I had Eric Musselman on the show the other day, and he talked about how tough October can be for a head coach and a program because it's a long grind of just your guys versus your guys. How good then did it feel to finally get that season underway and face somebody in a different uniform?
It was good. I mean, we've had an interesting off season because of the injuries and different guys out, and I almost feel like this is a later start for us as far as practice time, because we're starting to get some new guys back, and again, the new guys learning our stuff, competing, all the things that go with it. It has been it's been a different year for me because I've never had these many new guys, eight new guys who have never played a game of college basketball among our 13 scholarship guys. So there's some challenges.
I mean, Jamie, it's really unusual. So you're in a situation where you've never been before, and at the same time, you've got expectations. You're now a top 20 team. You know you're going to get everybody's best shot, and you're dealing with guys who haven't even played college ball before. How are you dealing with those expectations as it relates to your players?
Well, we've tried to deal with it early. I mean, I talked about, this ranking and these expectations are, these guys have really not accomplished anything at this level. And we tried to get that out there early, but sometimes you just got to go through it. And that's kind of what we're going through. So our scrimmages were good, but not great. And we weren't great the other day, but we played hard. Our execution will be better on Sunday. I believe that. So it's sometimes you can tell them, you can give them stories, you can show them film, but they just got to go through it and learn from mistakes. And we did that on Wednesday, and I think the progress will be in these next couple days.
TCU head basketball coach Jamie Dixon is my guest. So you're developing a culture and a mindset. As part of that, you've got the Big Tough Frog Award that you give out. What is that award all about, and what's the mindset you're looking to create with it?
Well, we wanted to get tougher. We wanted to get better defensively. We had to. Last year, we were as good as anybody in the country offensively. Our efficiency numbers were in the top five of the 351 schools. But our defense was not where we needed to be. So we've created a stat system, a point system, whereby we're rewarding those guys that do the little things on the defensive end, that make the tough plays, the plays that don't show up, whether it be the contesting shots, whether it be the blockouts, setting the screen, but just keeping it accountable and a numbered system. So you can't argue with the numbers, and so that's what we put across. And junior college transfer was our award winner the other day. So I think it's something that's going to help us as we go forward, because it's what we need to get better at, and the little things on the defensive end especially.
Jamie Dixon joining us once again. So senior guard Alex Robinson, Jamie, was talking about how there was a time before you arrived where he could walk around on campus and nobody would recognize him, but that's all changed. Season tickets are sold out. The Frog Army is loud. You're ranked in the top 20, and there's a lot of buzz. I understand that you have challenges. I understand you're focused on the season. But as a TCU alum, what's it mean to you to see that kind of change on campus in that new atmosphere?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, we're sold out. The students were tremendous the other day. I wish we would have played better for them, but they'll be back on Sunday. And it does. There's more to it when you come back. I mean, I think some people questioned why would the success we had at Pitt, but I just felt that TCU could be a great place for basketball. Obviously, Gary had had a great success in football, and I just felt that the things were in place, and I wanted to be the guy that helped bring it back. We had a good run when I was here a long time ago as a player, but it was short-lived, and we had two good years, but I want to build a program and that our university can be proud of, and that seems to be what's going on. So nationally, we're getting some recognition, and we're big out in California, which has been really fun to see now. And we're just looking forward to just keep building and drawing fans throughout the country, especially out west.
Now, I know you're big out here. A lot of the kids, and I've got a senior now in high school, Jamie, and a lot of the kids want to go to TCU.
I know. When I went out here 30 years ago, it was no one knew where TCU was, and now it's a place to go from California. So it's exciting.
Jamie Dixon, my guest for a few more moments. You know, it's one thing to say that you want to go back there and build something. I think what's worth noting is you didn't go to TCU or come back and say, I've got a five-year plan to get us back to the tournament, or I'm going to need some time to get this thing turned around. You expected to be in the tournament much faster than that. So why did you take that approach, as many coaches would have come in to try to lower expectations?
Yeah, I know that's kind of been the way people do it, and maybe that's the right way. But we had a unique situation. We had four seniors that were back, and they had gone through tough times. They had an 0-18 year. They had a 1-17 year in conference. They had a lot of injuries. They had a reconstruction of the arena. They were playing at a community center down the road. They just had been through a lot, and I just didn't feel like we could sell them short in their senior year. I wanted them to have the best senior year they could possibly have, and they had committed to coming to TCU and building it, and it maybe took a little longer, but I just didn't want them to go away with feeling they hadn't done something. They'd done a lot, and those four guys were really what turned us around, and they sacrificed. They weren't our leading scorers, but they gave us everything they could, and some guys were starters that became reserves, and that was really why I didn't want to look to the future. I wanted to let those guys leave, and that's Chris Washburn, Brandon Parrish, and Vlad, and Alex Robinson was the other guy with that group, as long as Mike Williams. So it was those guys that we wanted to keep on board.
Jamie Dixon with us. One more thought. You know, at the same time, it's not like you're doing this in an easy conference. From Kansas and Kansas State, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Texas, Texas Tech, the list goes on. The Big 12 is loaded with tough teams and excellent coaches. Now, you were a part of some of the legendary meat grinder schedules in the Big East. How does the Big 12 compare to those schedules in the Big East back in the day?
Well, the thing I love about our league is the 10 teams and the round robin, and everybody's playing the same schedule. Oftentimes, that was a big impact on the who was winning conference, just by the schedule you played. So with this, you know you're going to get the true champion. But this thing that makes it different, too, here is there's no bad team in this conference. I always felt in the Big East and even the ACC, there was some times where there was a team that was rebuilding or going through some issues or just not quite to the level. But here, it's been every team. My first year, Texas and Oklahoma finished 9th and 10th. I mean, it gives you an idea how good this conference is. And I think that's why it's the best in the country and why it's become. The one thing holding us back from getting the recognition, even though the numbers have shown it, for the last 5 years, we've been by far the best. Is Kansas winning every year, and we've got someone else has got to win it for us to keep talking about how good this conference is. You can't have one team dominant and then talk about how strong it is top to bottom. So someone's got to win. They're good again. They're better than they were last year, but somehow we got to figure out a way.
TCU 1-0, they're number 20 in the AP poll, and they're at home against Oral Roberts on Sunday. Head coach Jamie Dixon, our guest. Jamie, so good to get caught up. Really appreciate that.
Great, Jim. Thanks so much.
Take care, Jamie. Do it again soon, I hope. Jamie Dixon.